Hey everybody, and welcome to the online worship service here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. My name is Pastor Amanda. I get to be one of the pastors here, and I am giving today's message. If you regularly worship with us online, we hope you've subscribed to this YouTube channel. But if you haven't yet, we invite you to do so. That way you can stay up to date on all of our weekly worship services, as well as other fun videos that we put out on our YouTube channel. So we invite you to hit that subscribe button today. And if you're newer to PRPC, if you're just kind of starting to explore our online worship service, we invite you to fill out the I'm New Here form. You can find that in the show notes. You can go to our website, parkridgepresby.org/getconnected. When you fill out that I'm New Here form, you let us know that you're out there and you give us the chance to help you get better connected to the ministries of this church that could help your faith make a difference to you. Speaking of ministries of this church, today is Next Gen Ministry Sunday. So if you're watching online, you are stuck with me giving to today's message, but our students will be giving today's messages in the in-person service. So at our 10 a.m. worship service, we have students and kids helping lead today's worship service and talking about how PRPC Next Gen Ministries has made a difference for them and what they're learning about God and how their faith is growing. It is going to be a wonderful Sunday. Before we continue, let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for all the visible and invisible ways that you are at work in the lives of young people, especially the kids and students of PRPC Next Gen. God, we pray for all those who lead our Next Gen Ministries, all the leaders who offer their time and their compassion and their friendship and their wisdom to our students. God, we ask that you would inspire each of us today to consider how we might have something unique and valuable to offer the next generation. Help us remember the generations before us that spoke God's word over us and taught us to pray. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When you hear us talk about Next Gen here at PRPC, we mean everything that we do from babies to college kids, really. Our whole Next Generation Ministries is everything that we do with babies and toddlers and kids and teenagers and their families to help them know God's love and try to live like Jesus every day. Since we welcome people into the church all the time, we take advantage of the opportunity to share with people on Next Gen Sunday what it is that we are trying to do with young people, how we're trying to share God's love with the next generation. And by doing that, it gives a chance for anybody who's newer to the church to kind of understand our Next Gen Ministries and know what else is going on that they might not encounter on a Sunday morning if they themselves are not a Next Gen family. So it allows us to share some stories, but it also helps those of us who are involved in Next Gen Ministry to be reminded of our why, what we're doing, what God has called us to do. And it helps us see the evidence of God's faithfulness in our midst, in the lives of our kids and teenagers and their families here at PRPC. So here at PRPC Next Gen, we have a few different phases, which relate to a few different spaces in our church where we try to engage kids and teenagers with the love of God. Our very first phase where we get to meet families a lot is in our embrace phase. This is our babies and toddlers. We use the word embrace to describe this phase because those little ones, while they bring a lot of joy, they also bring a lot of challenge and change and sometimes chaos. And so we want to embrace families, whether it is somebody's first child or fifth child. We want to embrace families with the love of God in this phase. We know that sleep schedules can be chaotic during this time, and families might not be as present on a Sunday morning just because of when worship happens, but we still want those families to feel embraced, not just by God's love, but by us, God's church, here to love them and support them as they are raising their little ones with us. On a Sunday morning, our embrace phase looks like either families getting to stay together in church, if that's what's right for the young person, or going down to our nursery, down on our lower level, with our wonderful child care worker. So we embrace families right where they're at in the messiness of littles, in that first phase. The embrace phase is also often where we get the opportunity to celebrate baptism. Baptism is one of the sacraments in the Presbyterian Church. It's a sacred and holy marking, a moment where parents are deciding to raise their child to know the love of God and to teach their child how to live like Jesus. In the Presbyterian Church, we make commitments as the church body, as the congregation. We make commitments to the child and to the parents to be right alongside with them in raising their kids in the faith. Parents make promises on behalf of their children to raise them to know God's love, and we, the church, make promises back that we will be the faith community that is walking alongside you as you try to raise your kid to know and love Jesus. Another way we meet families during this phase, which is a new initiative we started back in 2025 in the spring, is the Parkridge Playgroup. We now host a monthly playgroup. It's a drop-in free playgroup in our lower level gym for preschool families and younger. Whether that is a family just getting out with their first little one and they're, you know, just want to talk to another adult, or families who have, you know, rambunctious toddlers and they need to get out on a Saturday morning, they can now come here for Parkridge Playgroup. It's been so encouraging to see the ways that this group has brought some of our church families in this life phase closer together and connected them with other parents in this life stage in the community. So it's one of the ways that we're embracing not just our own church family, but families in our community in this phase. As kids move into preschool and kindergarten, they move into our kids' Sunday school program. This is our engage phase. We want to engage the curiosity and wonder of these early elementary school kids with the wonder and awe of the God that they encounter in Scripture. In our kids' Sunday school, they start learning Bible stories from their curriculum Bibles, and they watch videos together, and they have small group discussions, even at these early ages of like kindergarten through second grade in our kids' Sunday school program. During this phase, our kids also have fun participating in some of our seasonal holiday opportunities. We've got stuff for Halloween, we've got stuff for Easter, and we have our kids' Christmas program that helps the story of Christmas and Jesus' birth come alive to our young people. Next Gen leaders love leading this age group. Here's what some of our leaders have to say. I love the pre-K to second group as they are curious and fun and creative. I like being an adult figure that gets to participate in fun with them and give them some guidance and groundwork for being good people as they grow. Another leader said, the younger crew is so thoughtful about sharing stories about their lives and friendships that reflect our discussions in class. They can apply things in surprising ways. One of the parents of this age group says that they love that their kids have a consistent group of peers and older kids to look up to and relate to and have a set of adults that they can turn to when the voice of their parents might not be the one that they want to hear. The next phase that we meet, where we meet kids, is in our third through fifth grade small group. It is one of the ways that I continue to see God's faithfulness on display. And it's this group of kids that seem so grown to me now, but they were so young when I first started my ministry at this church. They were 3, 4, 5-year-old kids, and now they are third, fourth, and fifth graders. When kids move up into this phase, they literally move upstairs in our building, farther away from the nursery, farther away from kids' ministry, closer to those middle school and high school groups that they'll one day be a part of. In this phase, we affirm God's goodness and God's love and belovedness in these students. We work to affirm students for who they are, created and loved by God. If you work with students in this age group in upper elementary, if you're a parent of students in this age group, you know that preteens are starting to act and sound and feel and behave a lot more like teenagers. And they might be starting to wrestle with social and emotional challenges that are well beyond their years. And they are, which is why they need the constant and compassionate voice of adults who have been where they've been and who've navigated this phase of life to be a part of their life and their journey. We always want the voice of God, of affirmation and love, to be louder than the voices that try to bring us down. And that's what this weekly small group helps to do. It helps make God's voice louder in the lives of our young people in this phase. Our leaders say that they love this third through fifth grade group because they're so talkative and they're into a lot of similar things. They get along really well, and there are so many of them. The next phase for students as they grow up in our program is our mobilize phase. This is for our sixth through eighth grade middle school students. In this phase, we start to see what it looks like when a student makes their faith their own, when they have to figure out how to prioritize their church commitments with their school commitments and their extracurriculars and their friends. In this phase, we will also often offer a confirmation program. We do that every few years when we kind of have a critical mass. It mostly happens around eighth grade here at our church. And this is a chance for students to dive deeper into their Christian beliefs and make a decision for themselves about joining this church as adult members. This phase is also when we begin our student ministry for kids, for our middle school and high school students. And as a part of that, they have two really unique opportunities. They get to go to camp for a weekend retreat every January, and then they get to go on a week-long service trip. Both of these opportunities help us mobilize students as faith leaders in our church and everywhere else they spend their time. These are such unique opportunities for young people to take part in during these ages because they just don't come around that much more often after they go off to college and enter the workforce. So our students are always looking forward to and know that these opportunities are fleeting, and they've got to take advantage of these week-long service trips and these times to be at camp with their friends. Our high school small group is our next phase, and they participate in many of the same opportunities as our middle school students. But we are still celebrating the fact that last year we got to launch a dedicated high school small group. A lot of churches, for a lot of reasons, have to combine their middle school and high school kids together, and we were really excited to be able to launch a dedicated 9th through 12th grade group last year. We're celebrating God's faithfulness to these students and their commitment to our church, that they keep showing up on a regular basis. So we offer them a dedicated space here in our chapel as they have shown to dedicate their time to this place. Additionally, one of the ways that we're honoring their growing faith is by offering them opportunities to be student leaders. We've seen some of our teenagers take advantage of the opportunity to lead kids' small group, to chaperone the fourth, fifth grade retreat, and to help with preparations leading up to the youth mission trip. This is our charge phase because we believe that God can use teenagers, and we are charging them with the responsibility and the wisdom to share the faith that they've shaped here with the next generation. We believe in student leaders. Here's what some of our next gen leaders have to say about our teenagers. I love that the middle school, high school kids come from such different backgrounds, but still support each other like family. No one is left out or left behind. And I love that they consider PRPC an important part of their lives, despite the millions of activities and distractions that come on a daily basis. Their commitment to faith fuels my own faith. Another leader said that the high school students engage in great conversations about how to apply their faith to everyday lives. They are pretty incredible. I personally love getting to walk alongside all of these students through every phase. The longer I'm here, the longer I get to see people move up and move through these phases. I get to see firsthand all the ways that they are working out their faith, wrestling with scripture, trying to put what they believe about God into action in the world. We just got back from the last of our 2026 retreats. We take a January retreat with middle school and high school kids, and then we take a February retreat with fourth and fifth graders for one night up to Camp Timberley in Wisconsin. The theme for this year's retreat was unseen. It's inspired by 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, that says, "We put our faith not in what is seen, but what is unseen, because what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." At camp, the teenagers heard messages about how God sees us and knows us, even when there might be stuff going on in us that other people don't know anything about. Even when we feel like no one really knows the real us, or we doubt whether people would accept us if they knew what we've been through, we're reminded that God sees us and loves us. The fourth and fifth graders heard messages about how God is at work even when we can't see it. that God is always at work protecting and providing, even when we can't see it in real time. We can be reminded that God sees us, God is near, and God cares for us. Today, as we reflect on all of our next-gen ministries with young people, this verse is a good reminder for those of us who work with young people about how temporary and ever-changing the lives of kids and teenagers are. Our phases that we talk about here in the church was inspired by the phase project that came out of like a research group that did curriculum and development for churches and church leaders. And they talk about how it's just a phase. All of this stuff with kids, these developmental phases, it's just a phase, so don't miss it. So we know our kids change all the time. And we know that there's stuff going on inside them that is unseen. And the version of them that we might be able to see and encounter every week is not all of them. But it is this version we get just for this moment. So this reminder of how temporary each of these phases are is really important for us as next-gen volunteers, as parents, as the church as a whole, as we watch our young people grow up. There's another way that this verse is helpful for us in next-gen spaces and maybe for church leaders as a whole to remember that God is doing something unseen that is eternal, and to not put all of our faith, our hope, our stock in what we can see and measure. Our next-gen ministry is growing. Like, there are more bodies in rooms, in spaces in this church than there were a few years ago. That's not nearly the most important thing that is happening here, because God is at work in unseen ways in the hearts and minds of our young people and their parents in ways that is changing them eternally. And when we think about our ministry at PRPC Next Gen, we're committed to building a faith that lasts, not a faith they have to heal from, not a faith they have to unpack, not a faith that doesn't stand up to hard times and tragedy and the world being broken. We're committed to helping kids have a faith that lasts. And that is unseen work. I can't prove that to you. I can't prove that to teenagers. It's unseen, invisible work, and it's holy. It's Holy Spirit work. But that's what we're doing here at PRPC Next Gen. And it's our prayer that it's the kids and teenagers and their parents that we get to encounter here, that they go on to have a faith that lasts because of the God they get to encounter in our ministry spaces. It's such a good reminder to each of us to put our faith in not just what we see, but what we can't even see, because there is so much more that meets the eye. There is so much more that God is doing than what you and I can see. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the next gen ministries here at PRPC. We give you thanks for all of the ministries of this church that allow us to build faith that lasts for all generations. God, would you continue to be at work leading us, being at work in invisible ways in our hearts and our minds, so that we can be more the people you created us to be, and that this church can be a place where everyone can come and encounter you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.